During the April 28th Pocahontas Broadband Council meeting, the members voted to create a consultant review committee. This committee will evaluate submitted proposals of consulting companies seeking to serve as the county's consultants for the recently submitted Appalachian Regional Commission, or ARC, Broadband Implementation Grant. The County Commission recently opened 7 sealed proposals and forwarded them to the Broadband Council to evaluate and recommend one of them. Mike Holstein, Sam Felton, and Commissioner Jesse Rosecloth were appointed to that review committee. Holstein and Felton said they were satisfied with work done by Thompson and Litton Incorporated, or T&L, who served as the consulting firm for last year's USDA Broadband Technical Assistance Grant, so the evaluation of all the submitted proposals might not be necessary. However, Amanda Smarr of the Region 4 Planning and Development Council said it is necessary to review each submitted proposal since T&L had been the consultant on a different kind of grant, a technical assistance grant, but this is an implementation grant. Council Chairperson Sarah Raleigh said the next step regarding the ARC grant will be to select the Internet Service Provider, or ISP, to be used if the grant is approved. There are at least 3 ISP candidates, CityNet, Frontier, and Segra, which will need to be evaluated. Raleigh said the Broadband Council needs to request that the Commission set up a specific line item in the county budget to fund the Broadband Council. Amanda Smarr said there's a possibility that a portion of any additional COVID relief funds received by the county might be able to be used for broadband, but she's not yet positive it will be allowed for that. Smarr said it is possible that even if COVID money is allowed to be used for broadband, the federal government might still prohibit its use as local match funding for other federal grants. The Broadband Council passed a motion to request Region 4 to send a letter to the 3 county municipalities and to the County Commission recommending that they allocate 30-40% of any CARES money they receive to broadband expansion in their jurisdictions if allowed. Regarding last year's USDA broadband grant application, Amy Truesdale announced that they had received a letter from the USDA a week or so ago, officially denying the county's application. Holstein said he does not recommend applying to the USDA for that grant again next year, even if the USDA offers it again. Truesdale said that obtaining local matching funds for additional broadband grants may become a problem for the county, since to put up local matching funds for future grants, it may be required that the commission borrow quite a bit of money from banks. She said the ideal solution would be for the state of West Virginia to fund those matches on behalf of the counties. Mike Holstein said that the state legislature may be favorable to passing legislation to do that. It was announced that 120 people completed the Internet Speed Data Collection Survey, with 53.1% of the respondents saying they are not getting the internet speeds they pay for, and many said they get 1.5 megabytes per second or less in speed. It was suggested that survey responses received from areas served by broadband services at Snowshoe or provided by the Spruce Knob Seneca Rocks Telephone Company not be factored in the survey, since those areas already have good broadband. Mike O'Brien added that just about everyone in the county has bad upload internet speeds. Sarah Raleigh said the survey responses also provided the council with 100 names of potential willing volunteers to help the Broadband Council's efforts. The next Broadband Council meeting will be on Wednesday, May 12th at 11 a.m. via Zoom meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.